What promises did Yehovah make to Noah after they came out of the ark? One was that he would never again smite every living thing as he had done. And another one was that we'd always have times of day and seasons. Now, this time of year, we're noticing the change of seasons. We can see crocuses and snowdrops blooming and daffodils poking their green leaves up out of the ground. In the morning, we can hear birds singing. The days are getting longer and the nights shorter. Sometimes we even have some nice warm weather. The thing is that winter is a hard time for some people. The dark and the cold are really depressing to some people especially. And we find that people do more sad things in winter than in other times of year. And on the other hand, hot weather is hard for some people too. Some people lose their temper more when it gets hot, or they find it hard to think and to get up for doing useful work in hot weather. Now, a good thing is that as human beings, we know that in heaven it's always beautiful springtime. The Lord, in the midst of his spiritual sun, is always perfectly halfway up the sky, not too bright and not too hot, but just right. And whenever we want to, we can ask the Lord to lift up our minds out of this world into the warmth of springtime in heaven. The Lord will help us see clearly what we need to do, and he'll give us his peace. Now, why is it that we have seasons? What use does the Lord bring out of our seasons? Well, we can think about why we have seasons in this world. Probably know that with the sun in the center of our solar system, our earth is tilted. So sometimes our earth is facing the sun, tilted toward the sun, and then it's warm and bright. And then the earth goes around, and now it's tilted away, although it's tilted toward the sun in the southern hemisphere, and they're having warmth, and they're having their summer. And then the earth comes around again, and we have warm times again. And that's also similar to how we have day and night. You know that the earth is always spinning on its axis. So sometimes we're facing the sun, and it's daytime like it is now, and then the earth turns away, and our side of the world is like it's turning its back on the sun, and then it's night. But then it spins around again, and we have another daytime. Well, our spiritual seasons are just like that, because sometimes we tilt toward the Lord, and then life is warm and bright, and sometimes we tilt away from him, and then it's darker and colder. Sometimes we face the Lord, and we're glad to have his light in our minds and to think clearly. Other times we turn our backs on the Lord and we want to be in the dark. And the heavenly doctrine says that this is inevitable. We can't avoid the fact that we're going to go through changes like this, because we as human beings, apart from the Lord, are nothing but evil. We're dead. We have no love, we have no wisdom, we have no energy, we're just inert, dust from the ground. But fortunately, the Lord is with us. The Lord is like the sun in the midst of our solar system, holding us. He keeps us spinning in our orbit around him. And he keeps us turning so that we can keep on turning back to him if we are willing to. And so, the Lord doesn't let us go sailing off into dark, cold outer space where we just die. He keeps us as close to him as we're willing in the warmth and light of his love. And so, because the Lord gives us, as human beings, life as if it were our own, we can notice when we're in a dark and cold place. We can say, oh, I don't like being here. And we can deliberately repent and turn back to the Lord, and the Lord will give us light and warmth again. And so, the Lord makes great use of the seasons. He knows that as human beings, we cannot live in a just steady state of goodness and love and wisdom and usefulness and happiness. We would get exhausted. It would be boring. We couldn't do it. We need ups and downs. And so the Lord provides them. The Lord makes a good use of seasons because we notice the contrast between dark and cold states and warm and bright states. When we've been in a dark and cold place for a while, we can say, I don't want to be there. Please, Lord, keep me out of that kind of trouble. Hold me up in a better place. And once we ask the Lord, then the Lord can do that for us. If we don't ask, we're not willing for the Lord to help us, then He has to let us stay in our dark and cold place for a while longer till we're ready. But as soon as we're ready, He's ready to help us. And not only do we just keep going up and down and up and down, the Lord makes use of these seasons to help us grow so that our dark and cold states are less often and less dark and cold, and our warm and bright states are warmer and brighter and last longer. And so angels are perfected. They grow more loving, wiser, more useful, and so they become happier, happier and happier forever. It's not a steady state, it's a progress in heaven. Now, a problem for us as human beings is that sometimes dark and cold states feel as though they're hot and bright to us. For example, we lose our temper at someone and we shout at them, or we sneer at them, and we feel powerful and smart, oh so smart. But actually, we're in a cold, dark place. We are not capable of loving our neighbor as ourselves. That time, it's very cold, and it's stupid, because no matter how strong or smart we might be, we don't know anything. What angels, the wisest angels know in all the universe is just like a little tiny drop in a vast ocean of things they don't have any idea about, which is exciting to the angels because they know there's always more wonderful things for them to learn from the Lord. But they know that they're not wise of themselves and not wiser than other people. Another example is, sometimes books and movies make adultery seem hot and bright, when actually it's intensely cold and dark. People can think, oh, I'm so in love with my adulteress. But in fact, if they really loved her, they would do the right thing, what the Lord teaches them to do. And instead, they don't. They think they're smarter than the Lord. And it's not wise because it actually creates misery for themselves and everybody around them. Or another example is that there are some highly educated people who think that they're smarter than everybody else because they don't believe in God and they don't believe in a life after death. Well, how stupid is that? They're closing their minds to almost everything that is, namely the Lord, who's the source of everything real and eternal life. So we can see how we have a problem with these dark and cold states that can seem hot and bright when really they're not, and we have to learn, oh, actually, that's dumb. That's not a happy place to be. And then we're more willing to be turned by the Lord back to Him again. Something you can see in the story, in the promise to Noah, is that it makes progress. It starts with seed time and harvest. That represents a state before we are regenerated, because at that time we need the seeds of the Lord's truth to be planted in our life. And it takes a lot of cultivation, chopping out the weeds, watering, taking care of these plants that the Lord is planting. But it can lead to a good harvest. At that time, we're in a state of cold, it says cold and heat, because we're not so much interested in doing the right thing for the right thing's sake, but for the sake of rewards and because other people expect it of us and that sort of thing. But We can get into good habits in that way. The Lord leads us from our cold states to a point where actually we begin to like doing what's good, and we don't like doing that bad stuff anymore so much. So it goes from cold to heat. And then it says, and summer and winter, and that's a more regenerate state, because now we love doing what's good. We love being useful. And we still have our winter times when we're not so eager, but basically we're coming from a warm place. And then lastly it says, and day and night. We're open, our minds are open to the Lord's light, the Lord's way of thinking about things. And yes, we have our confused times too, but still mainly we're in the Lord's light. Now, in heaven, they have very moderate states of seasons. Their winters are not so dark and cold. Their nights are not so dark and long as winters and nights can be here. And the Lord describes how in the mornings, the angels wake up and they're keen to do their work. They're so eager. They love their uses. And it describes how the whole city can be quiet because everybody is so eagerly working hard on the uses they love all morning long. But then in the afternoon, they play. They have fun. They have sports. They have music. They have theater, like we might go to a movie. They relax. And then they sleep overnight. And in the morning, they're rested up and eager to do their uses again. So they have their days and their nights in heaven. And similarly, there's the story of the manna that the Lord gave the children of Israel in the morning, the bread of heaven. But then in the evening, he gave them quail, meat to eat. And the heavenly doctrine describes these quail times as being like when the angels enjoy the fact that the Lord gives them beautiful clothes to wear, and they live in gorgeous houses, and they enjoy the sense of doing something great for somebody else with a bit of a sense of pride and glory in it. But still, they are keen to help someone else. So these are relatively external states. They're rest times for the angels. They're not their highest point, but they're not so cold and dark as some of the states we might go through in this world. And so the Lord makes use of the continual change of day and season for the angels to continually make progress closer and closer to him. So when we think about some of the cold, dark times that we go through in this world, we think about it, we can remember the Lord's promise. Yes, we might be in a dark and cold place right now. We might be angry. We might be discouraged. We might not feel like doing our uses. But we can know that if we're willing to keep turning back to the Lord is leading us from this winter into a new spring that's going to be better than the spring times we've had before. Because the Lord's promise to Noah is also a promise to us. Henceforth, in all the days of the earth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Amen.